It's so good to be in the house of the Lord today. Amen.
Amen.
As we get ready to praise our Lord, let's stand and turn to our neighbor and say, God gives you mercy.
I know a place where we can go to lay the troubles down in your soul. I know a place where mercy flows. Take the stains, make it whiter than snow.
So thankful for what God's done for us, the grace he's given us, and the mercy that he's given us. He saved us.
Amen.
Amen. He saved us. We have a future. We should be so happy for that. We have a future. Thank you, God, for saving me.
What can I give to you? Oh, God for saving me.
We should give the Lord another hand clap of praise because he saved us. He gave us a future. He is so mighty to save, and he wants you to enjoy your life and put him first in everything.
Everyone needs compassion, a love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, and hope of nations. Savior, he can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation, he rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. So take me as you find me, all my fears and failures. Fill my life again. Give my life to follow everything I believe in. Now I surrender. Yes, I surrender. Savior, he can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation, he rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Shining light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shining light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Savior, he can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation, he rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Shining light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shining light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King.
Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. As we bow our heads, Heavenly Father, we do thank you for being the risen King. We thank you for the grace and the mercy you've shown to us, Lord. We can live our life looking forward, not behind. We can hold you into our hearts and let the world see you through us. We thank you for that, Lord, for you are a precious Lord. We can never repay you for all you've done for us. Let us remember to hold our head up high, knowing no matter what we go through in this life, that you are in control. Lord, we ask a special blessing over this service, over the message, and those that could not be here today, be with them. And those that are here, Father, be with them also. Allow your wonderful grace to flow through all of us. And we ask a special blessing over the church and the pastor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
You may be seated. Before we continue this time of worship, I just want to highlight a couple brief announcements. If you'll turn to the back of your bulletin, I am going to just mention one announcement that isn't in your bulletin. Next Saturday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Faith United Methodist Church, there is an American Red Cross blood drive. And so I know this would make Beth kind of happy that I'm announcing this, because years gone by, she has been on the phone with me wanting to make sure that we announce this. And friends, this is a great way that we can give the gift of life that Jesus gave us. He gave us life. And so may we partake in that as we are able, as God leads. Just two other announcements. We are now collecting school supplies. You can see Tina Shields. She's in the back of the sanctuary here. And you can place your donations in the bins in the fellowship hall. They're on the left-hand side as you exit the sanctuary and go into the fellowship hall. If you have questions, see Tina, and she can help you out with that. And then on August the 27th, mark your calendar. And if you are involved in the school system as an employee, teacher, or if you have kids that are heading back to school, have them bring their backpack here, you know, to church. We want to have a special time during the service where we pray and bless the backpacks, but also we pray over the kids and we pray over all the workers in the schools that God would be with them, that God would strengthen them, and that he would protect them this next school year as well. And so let's go ahead, and I see Rose here, and we had a wonderful time at the benefit, and I would just say on behalf of Rose and Nicole and Bob and the entire family, for all of you that showed up last night, you blessed my heart. You really did. That we can stand with... Yep, amen. So thank you. Thank you. It's a blessing to be able to stand with someone who, and to help them during that time. Nicole, if any of you don't know, she had a double lung transplant about a week ago or so, this past Tuesday, and she is doing well. But we need to continue to pray for her and pray for the entire family. And so on behalf of the Eiler family, thank you for all of you that came out and supported them during this time. It's just really tremendous. Yesterday was a day that was just...
It was awesome.
Yes. Yep.
It was awesome. God just gave it all set up. It was like just exactly enough food.
Yep. Amen.
Wherever it came.
Amen. God is good. Amen. Praise God. And then earlier in the day, I'll just share this. Little Claire, many of you know, Joe and Jill's daughter. She celebrated her first birthday yesterday, and so yesterday was just a blessing for me to see Trinity rally around others, and that is wonderful, friends. We do a wonderful and an awesome job of doing that, and we need to continue to do that, of stepping up when others won't, and to be there in those times of need. So let us continue this time of worship with the listening of God's Word.
Children's Church is dismissed at this time. The reading of the word is from Matthew 5, it's 1 through 9, and it's 1501 in the Pew Bibles. Now when he saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the poor in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God." This has been the reading of the word. The ushers may now come forward for offering.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me home, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, and I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me home to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home, lead me home. When my way grows drear, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call, oh my hand, lest I fall, take my hand. Precious Lord, lead me home, lead me home. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me home, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, and I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home, lead me home.
We do praise you for all the thanks and give you thanks for all the many blessings that you so graciously grant unto us each and every day. Part of those blessings, Father, we placed on your altar this morning our gifts, our tithes, and our offerings, asking your blessing upon them. Bless them and multiply them in your service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Okay. This morning we are continuing our series titled The Blessings of Following Jesus, and we have the privilege and the opportunity to hear from Mike, and Mike is part of the group that is pursuing full-time ministry here at Trinity. And friends, I just want you to know that what God is doing here is nothing short of absolutely amazing. Just amazing. And so we need to just continue to praise God. And Mike, won't you teach us something here today? And may God receive all the praise, the glory, and the honor.
Thank you, Pastor. It's always an honor to be here. Amen.
Amen.
I was listening to Precious Lord, and I just can't. That song just overwhelms me. It's, you know, we think about what God's done for us and the mercy he's shown to us. And if you just listen to the words of that, it may be an old song to some. Well, maybe to me, because I'm an older guy. But I'm 47 now, so some of you will put me in my place, I'm sure. But what does mercy mean? You know, if we start going through mercy and we start taking a look at mercy, I kind of went through and I thought, well, you know, there's a lot of different meanings of mercy, so how do we break that down? Well, anytime you want to look for something, you go to the dictionary, correct? So what I did is I went to the Webster's Dictionary and I broke that down. But I started with the Bible first, because if you take a look at Matthew 5, verse 7, you know, God doesn't make any mistakes when he does his word. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall attain mercy. So what does that mean? What does that really mean to obtain mercy? So I went to the Webster's Dictionary and I broke it down. There's three different definitions there. One is compassion or forbearance shown especially to an offender. So it's compassion to an offender. It's a blessing or an act of divine favor or compassion. May God have mercy on us. And we've heard that, right? Some people say, please have mercy on them. If you ask my family, they might say, please have mercy on Mike. It's a compassionate treatment of those in distress, works of mercy among the poor. So if you think about that, we've had many, many times where people have gone out and helped others, and it's compassion there. So how does God see mercy? Again, Matthew 5, verse 7. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall attain mercy. And we got to remember that verse because it's a very important verse. We need to show mercy unto others as God has shown unto us. And I want to just start off by telling a story. And my mom's here, so she can attest to this. I was about 6 years old. And if I was about 6 years old, I was probably about this tall. Okay, so you have to imagine that. And Mom had just made 7 pumpkin pies. And have you ever been hungry, just a little bit hungry? And doesn't, if they're coming out of the oven, don't they smell wonderful? I mean, like so good that you just want to go up there and grab some of them? Well, my twin brother Kyle and I were together. And Mom said, I just put these up there. Now, you twins, you leave those alone. And I said, okay, Mom, you got it. And Kyle's like, okay, yeah, I'll do that too. Of course, you know, my stomach's like, rrr. I'm like, oh boy, that smells so good. It's fresh out of the oven. And I said, Kyle, what do you think if I just have a little bit of it? He's like, no, you're going to get in trouble. I said, but just a little bit, just a little taste. So I'm just a little guy, and the counter's a little high, so I'm trying to get up over the counter to reach it. And I grab some, I get some crust. That's really good. Yum. I wish I could try the pumpkin. But Kyle's like, oh, no, Mom said, no, don't do that. I thought, well, just a little bit, Kyle, it won't hurt anything. Mom won't even notice it's gone. So I go up there, I take another bite out of it. I thought, wow, that's really, really good. So Kyle's looking at me, he's like, you're going to be in trouble. But then I got pumpkin on my chin, you know, because I'm doing that. So I take the center out of the whole pie. So good. And of course, my stomach's like, oh, this is so good. Have you ever been so hungry that when you eat something, it could be a piece of bologna, but it tastes so wonderful? Have you ever? It's like, oh, this is the best bologna ever. Well, that pumpkin pie was the best. I'm going to tell you, Mom, I bet your pumpkin pies will be in heaven one day. But they were so, so good. So I decided, well, I wonder if they all taste differently. I mean, isn't that the logical thing you would do? So I tried each one, and each time my twin brother would say, no, you're going to get in trouble. No, don't do that. And I'm like, I know, but they're so good. I just got to try each one. So I took the center out of every single pie. Oh, it was good. It was so good. Of course, by then, Kyle was like, you're going to be in so much trouble. So much trouble. Here comes Mom. So I did the good, you know what Mike would typically do. I hid underneath the kitchen table. And Kyle stood there. He's like, you are going to get it. Wait till I tell Mom. And she walks in there. And back then, they believed in spanking. You know? Ow. But back then, they believed in spanking. So she's like, she walks in. She sees those pumpkin pies. And I'm underneath the table. As cool as could be, right? It's full, too, by the way. So Kyle's standing over there. And all of a sudden, Mom goes, how could you, twin? She grabs and she goes, boom, 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 boom. He goes, I didn't do it. She looks at me, and Kyle's pointing at me, and I come out and pumpkin all over my face. Well, what was I going to say? I was like, I did it, Mom. She goes, I hope you feel good. Your brother got in trouble for you. So the moral of the story is if you have a twin brother, you can have pumpkin pie and eat it and not get in trouble. Truthfully, the moral of the story is Mom showed me mercy that day. She showed me mercy because I'd never got in trouble for it. Now, my twin brother Kyle reminds me that. He said, you still owe me for that. But, you know, that's the truth, right? So what did I learn that day? I learned mercy. I learned not only my mom had mercy, my twin brother had mercy because he showed me mercy too. He forgave me. And that was a wonderful thing. But I felt guilty about it. So I had to ask God to forgive me for what I'd done. 6 years old, I still knew I did something wrong. So, you know, you start going through that. So that's just a really quick story about mercy. But how do we understand how Jesus showed mercy? How do we follow his example? I just love this story in the Bible. If we take a look at Luke 18, verse 35 through 43, I just want you to imagine this. I get emotional thinking about Jesus walking and just touching people and healing people and stuff like that. I'm just going to read it word for word right out of the Bible. 18, 5 through 43. As Jesus was approaching Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the road begging. Just imagine this blind man sitting along the road begging.
anything. All he can hear is the crowds. Now, hearing a crowd going by, he began to inquire, what was this? They told him it was Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. He called out and saying, to talk. All these crowds are there. Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Those who led the way were sternly telling him to be quiet. Isn't that what people do in our lives? If we're asking for help, a lot of times they'll just say, shh, shh, you know, be quiet. But he kept crying out all the more, son of David, have mercy on me. Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stopped and commanded that he be brought to him. And when he came near, he questioned him. What do you want me to do for you? He said. Lord, I want to regain my sight. And Jesus said to him, receive your sight. Your faith has made you well. Immediately he regained his sight and began following him, glorifying God. When all the people saw it, they gave praise to God. Isn't that awesome? They gave praise to God. I get excited about these stories because they come to life to me. But it's so true. I mean, think about this poor man laying alongside the road. Everybody passing by, these crowds were passing by, but Jesus did not do that. He showed mercy on him, and he showed mercy on us. We're a child of God. There's nothing we've done that he can't forgive us for and give us mercy for, and that's an awesome thing. So since we are a child of God, we too can show mercy unto others and let it shine as an example to the world. I just want you to remember this. God shows mercy. Let us show mercy unto others. So God shows mercy. Let us show mercy unto others. We are to follow the example that Jesus set for us. I'm sure, I'm absolutely sure there's many of you that do here. And I thank you for that. But if for some reason you were to struggle with this, how do you let go and show mercy and forgiveness to others who may have hurt you or treated you badly or just done something that was just so incredibly difficult to forgive? So how do you do that? God tells us in Luke 6, verse 35 through 38. But love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, because he is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. Be merciful just as your Father is merciful. Be merciful just as your Father is merciful. Okay, I'm going to admit sometimes this is hard to do because maybe sometimes we don't completely understand the entire situation, or maybe we don't even understand what the other person's going through, that you just know that they hurt you. But God allowed me to have a life experience actually this week that kind of changed my life. I was going to McDonald's drive-thru. Anybody been there? McDonald's drive-thru? My daughter's she's waiting very patiently in the back for her Happy Meal. I call it Sad Meal. I like to tease her, but... But it's a Happy Meal. She's waiting patiently. Imagine this. There's two cars in front of me, and there's one at the speaker, and that car pulls away. Well, there's a lady right in front of me, and I'm thinking, come on, I got to go, just like all of us do. Come on, come on, come on, I got to go. I want to get through this, get my daughter some food, and get going. But she's sitting there fixing her hair, and she's leaning out the door, and by now the car's driven away. It may have only been 10 seconds, but to me it was like 2 minutes for her waiting. I'm like, move, 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 move. Come on, go. So what do I do as Mike? Beep, beep. She's like, oh, I'm sorry, she said. I'm sorry. And she pulls up to the speaker. And I was thinking, come on, lady, let's get this order done. She's taking her time, right? I'm just being honest. I'm just a human. I'm sorry about that. But I said, come on, let's get this done. Let's get going because I want to get going. So she took her time ordering, which was fine. Maybe. But she took her time ordering, and I'm thinking, you know, okay, now we got the order done, so she's going to move. But then she sat there, and I thought, what's she doing? I don't want to blow my horn again. I've already been rude once, so I don't want to do it again. So finally, another 10 seconds probably went by, another 2 minutes to me. And so I'm sitting there, and finally the guy on the speaker comes across and goes, ma'am, you can pull forward. And she's like, oh, okay, thank you. So she pulls forward to the next window. And of course, she pays a guy, and then she sits there again, another 10 seconds, 2 minutes to me. And then she finally, the guy leans out the window, he goes, ma'am, you can pull forward. And I said, oh, okay. So she pulls forward, and I pull forward behind her. Finally, the last window, she gets her food, and she sits there again. I think, what is going on? what's going on with this lady? This is really something. I mean, and by then I'm getting kind of like everyone would. I don't know if everyone's like me, but I'm like, come on, let's move, let's go. You know, I always seem to be in a hurry to go nowhere, really. But so finally she gets her food and I get my food. And if you're leaving McDonald's parking lot, there's two lanes. One turns left and one turns right. You know, and there's Route 23, so it's kind of a hard way to get out of there. It's kind of dangerous, actually. I pull up alongside of her, and I'm looking over at her, and she has tears just flowing down her eyes. I mean, I rolled my window down, of course, and I said, "Are you okay?" She says, "No." She said, "No, I'm having a really, really bad day." And then I'm thinking, way to go. You're blowing your horn and you're saying, I'm not saying anything about her. My daughter's in the back, very patient. Okay, I roll my window down. She says, "I'm having a really bad day." I said, "God's not going to give you more than you can handle." I said, "What?" And she said, "Well, my name," and she told me her name. I said, "Do you mind if I pray for you?" I've never done a prayer through a window before. I only had a few seconds to do this. Maybe this is a new ministry, Pastor. We could pull alongside of people. But I said a prayer for her. And I said, "You know, Lord, you help her. You said you're not going to give more than she can handle, or any of us can handle." And it was just a really quick prayer, very quick, but it was to the point. And I said, she looked at me and she smiled. She goes, "Thank you for making my day better." And I thought to myself as I'm driving away, "Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to make her day better." But I was judging her just like I would have. And I thought, I don't even know her side of the story. I don't even know what's happening to her in her life. I have no idea. But I was judging this and I was honking my horn. So sometimes when people treat us bad, we don't know what's going on in their life. There could be something that's really bad going on. So we need to try to remember, and this is difficult at times, but try to remember, if God shows us grace, we need to try to show them grace and do our very best to do so. By doing that, you'll set the example of God and Jesus. Just real quick, I did prejudge that, and I didn't need to. I was taught a lesson by God about having mercy that day, so I want you to take that away. So no matter what you're going through, remember, there's probably another side to the story. But a great example of this, let us remember the story of Joseph. And I won't go through the story of Joseph, but Joseph, as you know, he was sold into slavery by his brothers. He was thrown in prison, and later he became the second in command of Egypt. And then he brought his family, including his father Jacob and his brothers, to Egypt, as you remember the story. When his father Jacob had passed, I'm going to pick up the story then. Joseph reassured his brothers in Genesis 50, verse 15 through 21. When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, "What if Joseph holds a grudge against us and pays us back for all the wrongs we did to him?" So they sent word to Joseph saying, "Your father left these instructions before he died. This is what you are to say to Joseph. I ask you to forgive your brothers the sins and the wrongs they committed in treating you so badly." So they're trying to fix this situation instead of letting God. "Now please forgive the sins of the servants of God your father." When their message came to him, Joseph wept. His brothers then came and threw themselves down before him. "We are your slaves," they said. But Joseph said unto them, "Don't be afraid. Am I in the place of God?" Don't be afraid. He's showing mercy on them. "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." So sometimes we go through stuff, and sometimes, like, I blew that horn and stuff. God allowed that to be an example for me. I learned from that. The pumpkin pies, my mom said something really nice about that. I said, "Mom, you know, honestly, I'm really sorry I ate those pumpkin pies." She says, "You know, if you wouldn't have ate those, we wouldn't ever remember the story." And I said, "Well, thank you. It was good." But it's so true, isn't it? So then, don't be afraid. I will provide for you and your children. And he reassured them and spoke kindly unto them. Interesting fact, when Joseph had a chance to pay back his brothers for what they did to him, he showed them mercy, reminding them that all of it was God's plan. This is really hard to do, but with God's help, It is possible. You are a child of God. Anything's possible. We have God on our side, so we should be so proud of that and hold our head up high. Point number three here, I want you to remember to show yourself mercy. This is sometimes hard to do. When you made a mistake and you can't seem to get past it, and let it go. You are not perfect. I know it's hard to believe. I'm not perfect. None of us are perfect. If you made a mistake, let it go and let God take care of it. Because he shows us grace and he gives us his perfect love. Paul in the Bible started off as Saul, if you remember, and he was persecuted in prison. He persecuted and imprisoned Christians. So he was actually gathering up Christians and persecuting them, putting them in prison. He later was used by God to teach us how to live for God. It's an amazing, amazing story. I won't go into all of it, but I do want you to remember this. In order to do this, Paul had to let go of his past and focus in on the future. He couldn't hold on to the past. My twin brother one time said, Mike, you know what? I've come to believe that there's no rearview mirror in God's life, that he doesn't want us looking back. So if you're driving your car and you think about something in the past, you need to take that rearview mirror out and drive. Because there is no past with God when we ask for forgiveness. Allow yourself to have that mercy and that grace. Remember to accept God's mercy in your life. Forget the past. God has taken care of this. My late uncle, he said to me one time, I'm losing my mic. Well, you might argue with me a little bit. Some of my family members might. My late uncle Richard Holcomb said, son, mistakes, we don't make them again. And that's how we learn, correct? When we're making mistakes over and over, we don't make them over and over again, right? So we learn from our mistakes, so that's how we learn. So when you need to give yourself grace, remember that. If it wasn't for that mistake, you wouldn't have learned anything from it. So keep going through life and remembering that, and don't look back. We can learn from them. That's what you need to learn from those mistakes. Learn from them and don't do them again. Go forward. I don't think many of us would keep doing the same mistake over and over again, hurting ourselves, right? Man, I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief. Paul further mentions in Philippians 3, verse 13, brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind me and straining toward what is ahead. With God, let go and show yourself mercy. Give it to God and accept his mercy and simply forget it. That's easy to do, right? Simply forget it. You can with God. Let God take care of it. When you think about it, remember what Paul said. Forget the things that lie behind. Focus in on the future. Forget those things that lie behind. Show yourself mercy. You can accept God's mercy and live a life for him in peace. God gives us peace. He says, peace I leave with you. He didn't say, peace I take with me. He said, peace I leave with you. So you need to remember that and accept that in his life. In closing, I do want you to remember, God shows mercy. Let us show mercy unto others and ourselves. So I have three takeaways in closing for you to take away. Number one, you are a child of God, and God has shown mercy to all of mankind. If we can help others in any way know more about God and his mercy, we will set the example for others to follow. Remember what James 2, verse 13 said, there will be no mercy for those who have not shown mercy to others. But if you have been merciful, God will be merciful when he judges you. God will be merciful when he judges you. So show mercy unto others. This is hard. Point number two, this is hard. Show mercy even when it's not deserved. Show mercy even when it's not deserved. Luke 6, verse 37 through 38. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give it, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap, for with the measure you use, it will be measured unto you. So you always heard the saying, it's better to give than receive. We want to give, because God blesses us for that. So even when it's not deserved, we can show mercy. It's hard to do, but we need to do it. In point number three, I'll start off in Psalms 34, verse 18.
He tells us, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. So even when you're feeling so down and out and you think whatever you've done or whatever is the worst thing in the world, it's not. God's seen it all. We need to give it to God and let it go, because he gives you that mercy, and accept that mercy. Remember, no matter what you're going through, what you have done, or any sin that you've committed, you have God that is still on your side, who loves you, provides for you, and shows you mercy. Give everything to him. I do mean everything. Give everything to him and accept it. Don't remember, I don't know if I ever said this before, sometimes we give stuff to God. It's like that tug of war. We give it to him, but we want to take it back. We're like, okay, God, I think you got it, but I'll hold on to it just for a little bit longer. And then we fight back and forth with God. We need to completely let it go to him. Let him take it. That's what he promised he'll do for us. So he provides for you and he shows mercy. Give everything to him and accept his love and mercy in your life. And don't look back. Take that rearview mirror off. Throw it out the window. Well, make sure there's no one next to you that needs prayer. But take it off and throw it out the window. You have a future with God, and you need to hold on to that. You have a future with God. And I'm so thankful for all that have taught me and showed me the grace of the Lord, Pastor, and everyone here in the church. And I'm so thankful for that. Because, you know, without God, I really would be nothing. And I'm thankful for his love and his mercy he's shown to me in my life. So just take this away, if you can remember this. God shows mercy. Let us show mercy unto others. As we bow our heads. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before you. We thank you for allowing us to have that mercy, Lord. The mercy that only you can give. The mercy that you chose to give to us. Let us accept it, because there's no mistake that we made that you can't take care of. There's nothing that's happened in our life that you can't control, Lord. Allow us to show mercy unto others, even when they've hurt us. Allow us to be able to not look back and just throw that rearview mirror out, because you do have a future for us and you do have a plan. And we thank you for all you're doing, Lord. I ask that you take this message and allow others to receive it, Lord. Allow us to set the example into our communities and into this world of what you would like us to do. In all things we give you praise. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen.
He is jealous for me. Love's like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how your affections are for me. In he is jealous for me. Love's like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, I realize just how beautiful you are and how your affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us all. Oh, how he loves us. How he loves us all. He loves us. Loves. We are his portion, and he is our prize. Drawn to redemption by the grace in his eyes. If grace is an ocean, we're all sinking. So heaven meets up like an unforeseen kiss, and my heart tunes violently inside my chest. Don't have time to retain these regrets when I think about the way and how he loves us so. Oh, how he loves us, how he loves us so. Yeah, he loves us. Yeah, he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves.
As we close here this morning, may God's mercy flood your soul. Friends, mercy is God's love expressed to you and to me. He loves you that much to grant you the mercy that you and I don't deserve. And as we go forth, may we give others the mercy as we have received from the risen Christ. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, may the mercy of Jesus flood your soul, and may you share that with all that come across your path, and may you depart in peace. Amen.